The march towards the end of original Inuyasha continues onwards.
Mm-hmm.
As we are just singular episodes away from finishing.
It's wild.
It is very wild. But we still have a couple, not even a couple, we still got a handful to get through before we get there. But, yeah. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha's episode 164. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc, Al, and Ladium.
Hello.
We are discussing season 6, episode 23, or episode 161, entitled Moroku's Past Mistake. Moroku must confront his womanizing ways again. In case you had forgotten he was like this.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. We start this episode, and Moroku decides he's got to touch Zongo's butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, an earthquake, and then they're like, oh, God, is that an earthquake? No, it's demonic aura.
Demonic aura. I don't know why it made me laugh so hard, but it was really, really funny.
Yeah, some villagers are trying to do something. They put a charm on a shrine, and the shrine went...
Rejected.
So they go to help, and they're like, hey, what's going on here? And one of the villagers is like, oh, my God, is that Moroku? You've come back to marry my daughter. And he's like, huh?
Oh.
Excuse me? They go to the village, and Roku's like, yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. The lady shows up named Shima, and he's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. And then he talks about how he helped cure her of an illness.
Everybody realized that they swindled, or he was swindling them
yes,
for money?
Yes, but yeah, eventually she got better, and now she's like, oh, now I'm going to be Moroku's betrothed. And Moroku's like, okay. Because, of course, you know, he asked her to bear his child. And she was like, yeah, of course. And he's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Zongo just bonks him in the head a couple of times. And he's like, oh, it's just in the past. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. And Yasha's like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Anyways, you remember we're here for like a weird demonic aura? Like, oh, right.
Right. We were doing that.
And then the world starts shaking again. She's like, oh, the Shima's like, I'm scared. Moroku, help me. And Zongo's like, ugh. They learn there's a water demon in the lake, and it wants to marry Shima, and she's like, I don't want to marry it. And that's the dilemma they've got here. So yeah, we enter the nighttime. Everyone's out on guard duty, watching for this fish, except for Moroku. He's inside.
They're chatting.
They're chit-chatting. Yeah, a lot of chit-chat, and Inuyasha again is just like, I don't see what the big deal is. And then Kagome gets mad at him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Moroku's like, I don't understand why we gotta do like a marriage thing, because like, wouldn't this demon just like not care? And they're like, well, I mean, clearly it would, definitely. And also, you said you would, so you gotta do it. Shippo runs in as the big giant head of Zongo to scare him.
That was really funny, actually.
And then Zongo's like, what are you doing? Get out of here. And then, oh no, the ground's shaking again, and here comes the demon, and it's just a little guy with a big cart of stuff. Inuyasha and everyone's like, this is the guy? This bald fish? Huh? And then the master of the lake blows some kisses at Shima. She's like, oh no, I'm scared. Shima's dad eventually says like, oh yeah, by the way, when she was getting healed, I used water from the lake, and then I'd go pray at the shrine to make sure she was better. And I guess that's why the master of the lake wants Shima. Oops.
Oops.
And then Shima's like, oh, by the way, I did it with Moroku, so we can't get married. I'm unfit to be a bride.
You wanted a virgin. I'm not that.
Huh? Everyone else is like, huh?
I think it was Inuyasha at one point who was like, yeah, we kind of expected that. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. What?
I mean, everyone else is like, yeah, you know. Yeah.
I mean, has it ever actually been confirmed that any of these ladies that he had propositioned actually slept with him?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Like, so far, it's just been, like...
A gag.
A gag, right. Like, it's a proposition, and, you know, we've never had any confirmations that it actually went anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, Sango gets mad and runs away.
Yep.
And Yasha decides to fight the demon as it gets big and becomes a big catfish, and he punches it in the nose, and it just gets small again.
Yeah, I love that it's like, he doesn't even bother using any of his abilities. He's just like, I'm just going to punch.
And they get small again. He's like, well, I guess I would, you know, I would have felt bad if I would have killed this, say, like this. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, Maroku's sad because Sango left, and he's like, oh, no. And then the Lake Master just kidnaps Shiba out of nowhere while everyone was distracted.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, we should probably save her. Sango's at the lake alone.
She's sad because Maroku hasn't come after her.
Yeah.
Even though Maroku's like, she won't listen to me even if I do go after her right now.
And then she sees the Lake Master, the Master of the Lake, flying by with Shiba, and he's like, well, that's weird. he overhears the Master of the Lake being like, I'll forgive you for what happened, and then we're going to be in the water together. And she's like, oh, crap, I should probably go save her. and then everyone else shows up, and he's like, oh, he didn't even come for me. But she tries to help out and then gets tied up by the fish. And then Maroku gets very mad and jumps in and tells the fish to not take his woman.
I love that he, like, completely whips it when he jumps in, though. Like, he doesn't even get anywhere close to the fish. It's like, bro, what are you doing?
And then he uses the wind tunnel to just completely drain the lake of any water.
Yep.
So the fish is now just flopping there, and then he puts some charms on it. And bonks it, and then it goes back to its normal self. And then he bonks it again, and he's like, you better stay away from my woman. And the fish is like, oh, is that another one of your women, huh? And then he gets bonked again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sango walks away from Maroku, and Maroku's trying to chase after him. Like, Sango, come on! Sango!
Hey!
And they also keep stepping on the fish's head.
Yeah.
Inuyasha is very bad because he wasn't needed. He just like, got his sword. I was like, I guess I wasn't needed to help this time.
For once.
And then Shima watches Maroku and Sango, and she's like, oh, they're a good pair. Yay.
Unrequited love on my part.
Yeah. And then also she's like, oh, yeah, I lied about doing it with Maroku. Maroku's like, huh?
She's like, yeah, I just didn't want to marry that guy.
Everyone's like, and then they have a conversation. They're like, hey, you know, I'm a little upset that you didn't trust me. And she's like, yeah, maybe I should have trusted you.
See, the good thing about these two is that they do actually talk to each other sometimes.
They have communication.
Like, they do get mad and they have things that go wrong, but, like, they do actually communicate how they're feeling and have, like, somewhat of a healthy dynamic in the sense that they're like, hey, this made me feel bad that you didn't trust me. And she's like, you know what? That was wrong of me. I should have trusted you. And then he's like, yeah, but I also haven't given you a reason to, so that's my bad too. So, like, they both understand, like, hey, I'm at fault. This was a really bad situation, a bad miscommunication. Like, let's air it all out now. It's like, you know what? Good for you too.
Yes. And then we get the irony of Kagome being like, well, you know, this would have been made up sooner if he would have just told her the truth. And it's like, girl, you're having this problem with Inuyasha when he told you the truth and you didn't believe him. So
Right. Yep.
And then they all get on Maroku for not clearing it up sooner because he remembered some of it. Womp womp.
Whoops.
Let's see here. We got some notes here.
Okay.
Maroku being depressed at the beginning is different between the manga and anime. In the manga, he was upset about losing the Fuyohike. What the heck is that? An orb.
Ah.
To Hakodoshi. In the anime, he lost his funds to a pickpocket. This minor difference is attributed to the orb not yet introduced in the anime.
I mean, I'd be depressed if I got all my money taken, too.
In the manga, Moroku didn't drain the lake. He used the same attack while declaring Sango his woman.
Same attack as what?
I guess the wind tunnel?
Oh, I was thinking maybe the bonking?
Or maybe, I don't know. This doesn't clarify.
I mean, either way, he has deprived this village of their water source now, so everyone's going to have to move or die.
Yep.
So that's great.
Whoops.
Oops.
Apart from complimenting Shima on how beautiful she had become, Moroku doesn't exhibit any of his normal lecherous tendencies. Whenever she clings to him, he is awkward, even when Sango isn't in the room. This shows his growing level of commitment to her, something that began when he helped Sango with her conflicted feelings for Kohaku.
I think it's been going on a little bit longer than that.
No, yeah, it definitely has. Sure.
You know, whatever they say here.
Kagome explains to Inuyasha that when a girl sees someone from her boyfriend's past, she is put in an awkward situation, as she's often put in the same position with Inuyasha and Kikyo.
I said the same thing when we were watching this episode. I was like, she should know.
Yep. Well, that's going to do it for us this time. Next time, we return to filler.
Yep.
We got to get our final filler episodes out of the way. As we'll be discussing episode 162 entitled Forever with Lord Sesshomaru, where Jaqen becomes French. Rin gets a new spelling of a name, apparently.
Jaqen becomes French.
Jacques. It's very funny.
Yep.
We're going to filler.
Filler.
Filler,
great.
filler. So yeah, that's what we'll talk about next time. But for now, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sec.coolest, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Season Anime Checkup OVA. You'll also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky, seasonalanimecheckup.com. And you can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So join us next time as we get into some filler with French Jaqen. Ho ho ho, Lord Sesshomaru.
Would you like a baguette?
Ho ho ho, my lord.
On that du fromage.
Yes.